She was 14 years old. Her homes, foster homes, 14 different homes in 14 years. It's not what you'd call stability. She must have felt like a used car, just traded from one owner to another. A pastor and his wife, who had taken in a number of cast-aside kids, brought her into their home. Bill and Sue decided to treat this girl like they thought God would treat her. "This is not your home," they said. "You can call us whatever you're comfortable with. Aunt and uncle, grandma and grandpa, Bill and Sue, mom and dad. You decide. We're not going to send you away to another foster home. If you're good, this is your home. If you're bad, it's still your home. We're here to be your support whenever you need it." And that's exactly what she did need. And that's exactly the way God is. If you feel like you've been thrown from one situation to another with no stability, God will take you and stand with you no matter what. Oh, by the way, she ended up calling them Mom and Dad. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, things look bleak. You know, even though things are bleak, remember that God did give the world hope through Jesus Christ. And now the attack on Christianity is because Christ said that they'll hate me. If they hate me, they'll hate you. They hate Christ because Christ came and exposed their sin, exposed their evil, their evil doings, their evil deeds. And because of that, they hate him. And as daunting as the all of this, everything that I'm presenting may be, it's disturbing. Still, in the book of Revelation, Christ, he detailed everything. It's in detail, intricate detail as to what's going to happen in this time in which we live. But he presents, through John's writings, he presents that without his permission, nothing can happen. And the children of the devil, their ability, their attempt, their plan is to destroy every man, woman, and child, and all the creatures of the world, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, everything that crawls on the ground. That's their plan. It even says that Christ, when he returns, he's going to destroy those who destroy the earth, that spray chemtrails in the heavens, toxins, those that, like Adolf Hitler and the SS and the scientists that work for Adolf Hitler, these individuals who, they're just doing their job. The people who work for all the agencies that are causing hardship on the nations of the world and the people of this country, they're just doing their job. The Nazi soldiers who were the scientists, the doctors that would take the hip off of one individual grafted in or swap hips from person to person. Oh, you didn't know they used to do that? Nazi doctors. They did all evil that you cannot imagine. Well, they're just doing their job. That's not going to fly with Christ. It won't fly. When these people stand before him, no, there will be no, they'll have no reply. They will stand in fear. But these people in all of these labs, these bio labs throughout the world that are employed by American dollars or paid by American dollars, they're going to say the Frankenstein's children, if they didn't know, if Christ hadn't exposed their sin, they would believe that they're without sin. There is such a thing as sin. It's evil. Every man, every person knows that. And Christ reveals in the book of Revelation exactly what these people are going to do. They're going to attempt to destroy half of the world's 4 billion people. And it says they're going to do it. How will they do it? They have all of these different ways, through war, disease, vaccinations, created plagues, Ebola, hantaviruses, every kind of disease. Just straight out kill anything that resembles human, a man, or a person created in the image of God, kill them in the womb or when they come out of the womb. This is what Christ said would happen. So it's shocking. This is it's bad. In the book of Revelation, everything is detailed. And Christ is warning the world presently with all of the signs that are occurring, that he is real, that he is returning. The wicked don't want him to return. The wicked know that he's going to return. But in the meantime, what they'll do is they'll destroy the world. But Christ makes it clear that he must return, because if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. So he is, on one hand, he's coming to protect the people of the world from the wicked, and then he's coming to punish and judge the wicked for their evil deeds, for what they've done in all their wickedness. And what they're going to do, it's just beginning. I know it's bleak, but there is hope. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Attention seniors, do you get confused with all those Medicare ads on TV? You don't have to call an 800 number to get your Medicare questions answered. Hi, I'm Medicare Dan, your local Medicare specialist. My job is to help people just like you when it comes to anything Medicare. Call me today, 970-612-8717, and check out my webpage at danthemedicareman.com. That's danthemedicareman.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
All right, I'm going to go back to what I began with in the first hour. An article in May 19th, 2023 by, and there was a GatewayPundit.com, Wayne Root. He's the contributor that the real revelation in the Durham report is that Obama's the real big guy. He's the criminal mastermind in everything that, behind the scenes and everything that's going on. And he wrote a bestseller book in 2013. This is like, geez, over 10 years ago. And the name of the book was The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And he says that there would be small steps to destroy this country. And to be the steps would be so small that no one would realize what's happening until it's too late. And he was saying that Hillary was supposed to finish the job that he began. But what happened is Donald Trump, in the article, he became the first politician in history to beat a rigged election. He won't beat it this time. It's rigged. This time he won't be able to beat it. And the Hillary and the Democrats were shocked. And it was rigged so that Hillary could not lose. And Obama rigged it. But guess what? The hand of fate. God himself, to fulfill prophecy, Donald Trump won the election. Now, in the occult world, you see, this country has been ruled by people in the occult to a great degree, and beginning 120 years ago, but more recently, since the time of Jimmy Carter. The people in the occult world, the hidden secret world of witchcraft, that these individuals that are in secret societies, Skull and Bones, Illuminati, Rosicrucian, they are Jesuits, Freemasons. With Freemasonry, they bring them in as initiates just to be part of a club, and then eventually they work their way in deeper, not up, deeper into the occult, into witchcraft, into worship of the devil. Each of the presidents, starting from Jimmy Carter, you might say it's like a pit bull. Initially, they get the neck, the initial bite. And America was struggling to try to get out of the jaws of Bill Clinton, of Jimmy Carter. And shook hard enough, and in came Ronald Reagan. That was a little more a bigger, how do you say it, a bite, another grasp, little more of a grasp on the American people. Then with George Sr., another grasp, a little more. That's what they do, the pit bulls. They just keep, as the dog that they're involved with relaxes, they take a bigger bite. Well, George Bush, a bigger bite. The country relaxed. Bill Clinton, a bigger bite. The country relaxed. George Jr., a bigger bite. By the time of Barack Obama, this was the chokehold. This was it. It was going to be the final that was going to bring this country down. And it would have been. Hillary was supposed to be the final choke out. We'd have been in globalism. We'd have been the New World Order. We would already be in martial law. But Donald Trump came in and was, through him, the grip was loosened. But now, once again, the pit bull has another good bite on the neck of the American people. This time, it's not going to be loosened. You're going to be the final chokehold. Now, in the article, and I remember reading this, and I think I did do a program on it in 2023, and I forgot. So how did Obama do it? Stuffing the ballot boxes in the Democrat inner cities with no voter ID, no signature match. During the Trump campaign, Obama was spying the intelligence agencies. But what happened is Donald Trump brought out the working and middle class voters more so than any other candidate in history. Donald Trump was able to beat the rigged system. He's trying to do it again. Already we're hearing reports every day of corruption once again in all the states, all the counties. And here they brought in how many more voters? Another million, 2 million? So with this Durham report, it was Russia was involved in the election. And because of Russia, Trump was put in. And then eventually, at the last election, 2020, the plan, which did come to pass, they put in Biden. And it was Obama, under Obama's approval. Then another thing that Obama did, he handpicked those in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And these people would never prosecute the crimes, the voter fraud, any of the people that were involved in rigging the elections. They would never be prosecuted. And then you have Heinrich Himmler's son, Himmler. Mueller, Heinrich Mueller's brother, Heinrich Mueller's son, Robert Mueller. And Mueller, what did he do? Oh, he covered up everything. He did what he was supposed to do. Then the continuing spying on Trump during that time, and how the federal government was weaponized. To demonize Trump, to destroy him. And the other thing too with Trump, which I remember, Trump picks these individuals and puts them in with him in his, you know, during his campaign. He picks Mike Pence. Pence is a globalist. Did Donald Trump know that? Well, he was hoping he could pick, and he was being advised by individuals, you need to pick this person, that person, these are to be great for you. And so you get, you know, Judas Iscariot Pence becomes the vice president, betrays Trump, Then you get Jeff Sessions. We call him Dopey. Jeff Sessions, who was a Judas Iscariot also, part of the cabal. And Trump, it was pretty much evident to me and other people, Jeff Sessions was going to betray. That's what he does. He's a betrayer. Trump is trying to put together a pro football team with high school players. Anybody he would pick is part of the system. They're either senior executive service. They have been in politics for their whole lives. They are globalists. Mike Pompeo. This guy is sneaky. He's a globalist. But he appeared to be friend of Don. FOD, friend of Don Trump. Friend of Don. So Trump was surrounded by all these individuals who, for the most part, except for some of the ladies, some of the women, Kellyanne, some of these people that were faithful to Trump, they were faithful to the country. You had very few appointees by Donald Trump that were faithful. They were all in the other camp for the most part. We knew all the fraud was because of Hillary. So with this Durham report, he points out that the FBI, according to Obama's plan, orders, are not to prosecute Hillary for her foundation crimes, extorting world leaders. And Obama gave that order also. Obama knew everything Hillary was doing. She was a Secretary of State. And anything that she did where there was a little bit of payola, Obama got a piece of the catch. So, with Wayne Root, this is 2023, a year and a half ago, he's saying, who is the culprit? So he's never really been out of a position of some control. He's been able to, from behind the scenes, in his basement, in his sweats, with his stuff, controlling things. He's very involved in what's happening now with Joe. Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? And Karma Harris. Karma is coming to catch her. Bad karma. But he has the two fighting each other. He is squeaky clean. He is protecting his image. He is a debonair deceiver. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcast 1360khnc.com. I'll return.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed, for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk. Monday through Friday from noon to 3, right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey folks, the Rev here. The PE Sportsman and Survival Show is coming to Island Grove Park in Greeley November 9th and 10th. You'll see hundreds of vendors featuring survival accessories, guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much, much more. With free seminars included with admission both days, discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Visit PEShows.com for more details. See you at the show.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Monday through Friday on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. And starting the 11th of November this month, 10 days from now, the program, the first hour of each day's program will be aired in the morning, 6 to 7. 6 a.m. to 7, rather than 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'm going to take the program. Today's program will be aired tomorrow morning. What will happen is today's program or every day's program will be aired the following morning at 6 a.m. So presently until then, this today and next week, for the final time, the programs will be aired at 6 p.m. on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And a podcast will be, for both hours, 1360khnc.com. The first hour of every day's program will be archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. My mailing address is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I had to think about all the different articles I was going to share with you today. Oh my gosh. And of everything that I was going to present, I just felt I needed to tell you who's been doing what behind the scenes. Um, America's rules-based order is coming to an end. And this is going to infuriate. It is already upsetting Barack Obama, because America is going to be the nation that he uses to take over the world. And with the terms multipolar and unipolar world, the unipolar world being the United States and the nations that work with us, we have basically ruled the world. Well, now there's this whole group of nations, three-quarters of the nations of the world, in a multipolar world trade network. This is the enemy of Barry. When Barry resumes power, he is going to take action against the nations in the multipolar world structure. I thought you should know that. Am I sure and confident that he's going to return? I'm not confident. I'm sure. Because the Bible says it, that he'll be the final president of this country. This final administration will be draconian. We just don't understand. We American people, we our minds are the minds of the American people are not in the future, or not in not thinking about what's coming. We don't think 5 years, 8 years out. Intelligent people who should don't. So what does 2030 look like? We're already, the globalists have already been telling you what it's going to be like. 15-minute cities. You own nothing. You're going to be happy. But the American people aren't listening. The Jolly Green Giant, John Kerry, what has he stated? He stated that we're going to have carbon credits. You've got to build up carbon credits. I remember this is like when I was in elementary school. We would get little stars for every good deed we did, and we had a little on the board, everybody's name, and you got to see who had the most stars. And I had power in fourth grade because I was a crosswalk guard. So I got to walk the kids across the street. So I got a star. I thought that was cool. I had power to stop the cars and let the kids cross. Well, that's what the carbon credits are. So the Jolly Green Giant, they're telling us what they're going to do. With the matter of AI, I was thinking about the AI. This matter of AI is basically what it is it is going to erase you, erase us, erase the nations that are involved in allowing, or nations that are going to allow this type of technology to run free. You know, the knothead Australians, the English in Australia back in 18-something? Well, there were no rabbits in Australia. They didn't have rabbits. But the English thought it was going to be great to take down some rabbits so they could have their rabbit chops. And now, the rabbits, the way that they breed, they're a great curse to Australia. This is the same thing with AI. Eventually, you don't need to exist. AI will exist for you. So let's say your name is John Doe. You will, AI will learn how to talk like you talk, think like you think, wherever you like to eat, whatever you like, where you like to eat, what you like to eat, when you like to rise, when you like to sleep, the medications you're on. AI will know everything about you, and your phone rings and you're talking to Jane Doe, and Jane Doe is AI. And you don't get to you're not talking to Jane Doe, you're talking to AI. You don't know if you're talking to your own wife. She doesn't know if she's talking to you. Your mannerisms, everything about you, AI will know. You, like right now, you might be listening to AI. It's not really me. I'm Rick. But AI will get you to believe that I'm Rick. And you don't know if it's Rick or not. I'll be back.
Vote no on Amendment 79. This radical and extreme bill will ban parental notice for minors getting an abortion. It will allow abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy on healthy mothers and healthy babies. And it will repeal the constitutional ban Coloradoans voted for and force taxpayers to pay for abortions. Colorado is the number one destination for abortions, and you will be footing the bill. Go to righttoknowcolorado.com. That's righttoknowcolorado.com.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Just thinking over the break about the race in Texas, Ted Cruz, I just don't think he's going to win. I got a feeling that, I don't know. I don't think he's going to win. I hate to say that, but what George Soros has been doing, Jorge Soros has been doing with all of his hard-earned money, corrupt money, is buying the election down there. So I'm just, with the presidential election, I understand that Donald Trump is not going to return to power, or Kamala. But I'm actually a little more concerned about the Texas race with Ted Cruz. I remember reading that if Cruz is not elected, it is basically not going to affect Texas only, but it's going to be, you might say, a loss that will affect the country, all the red states. The Lord said that we would live in terrifying times. Christ said that these times would be troubled, times like in the days of Noah. There would be violence. There would be anarchy, chaos. The deception in the world would be unimaginable deception. And with technology, with the media, deception is off the charts. And at the same time, people, there would be these spirits that would go out over the world. And the spirits have a name. They're demons. And the demons, they are lying spirits. These demons that take over people. The people can't tell the truth. They just lie continually. These are the individuals in this Biden administration. The press secretaries, they have lying spirits. They perfect the ability to deceive through lies. And the MSNBC, all of these news agencies, mainstream media, they teach them. They actually train them how to lie. But even you can be trained, you know, to drive a race car, and you're using your cognitive abilities. But it's a different thing when you work for a company that is a news agency and you have to learn how to lie. You need help. And there's something there that will help you called demons, lying spirits. Spirits that all they do, the reason they exist is to lie, to deceive. The people that are telling the lies are deceived, and they deceive the people that listen to the lies. Adolf Hitler had these type of people. The Ministry of Propaganda. And in the years before Christ returns, the whole world, the lying spirits will go out over the whole world to lie. We live in the Christ said that in the days of Noah, as it was in those days, it would be the same. There would be people that would tell the truth, and the truth would not be, they pay no heed, no attention to the truth. Even people, you know, they think, I don't know how people can think that, can't see the signs that with the coming war of Armageddon, with a new plan for a cashless system. And many people are aware that in the Bible it talks about it in the book of Revelation, and still they don't believe it. Still they accept it. Lying spirits have gone out over the whole world to deceive the whole world. These are the conditions that Christ said would exist before he returns. There would be wars, many wars. These would be world wars. There would be, it says, the waves in the sea, the tsunamis. Wouldn't be like once every 50 years. No, they would be a normal there'd be to hear of tsunamis. Oh, there's another tsunami. Oh, another forest burned down. Oh, there's forest burning in Canada, in Wyoming, in California, in Colorado. It becomes so common that you don't pay attention to the tsunamis. And I know these tsunamis, these waves, 40, 50, 80 foot hitting the shore, will not be uncommon. They'll be man-made, created. I'll be back in a few minutes, let you think about what I'm presenting. It's disturbing, it's daunting, but it's the truth. It's a reality for our time. The conditions that we're involved, these conditions in the world presently, are in the Bible. I'll return, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
And don't forget that on Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 10 to 1 on AM 1360 radio in Johnstown, Colorado. I stream the programs or everything on the radio station. All programs are streamed at all times on 1360khnc.com. And then the programs will be aired here on America's Freedom Network starting at 11 a.m. Sundays. To contact me, you can write me, Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. We are in the best of times and the worst of times. We are in... The cultures of the world have matured. And Christ said that they would eventually become great. The cities of the world and the nations would become great, powerful nations. And... if the leaders, the rulers of the world, if they were decent people, the world would have been much greater. We could not imagine what the world could have been. But because of the crime and the evil in the hearts of these leaders, God has had to bring negative sanctions and punishments on these nations. Part of those punishments are war and hunger, diseases. These are the mechanism that God has used to punish nations and peoples. But now, through technology, we have the ability to what God could do, now we can do. God would punish through plagues. Now we do the same thing through what we've created in these labs. God would punish through invasion. Now we do it by invading nations. America does. And one of the worst curses on man is when the mind is affected so that people are actually mad or insane. These are conditions of judgment. And I'm afraid to say the leaders in the United States of America, they are touched in their minds. They are mad. They are deceived. They are brain damaged. May the God of peace, may Jesus Christ, the peace of Jesus Christ be on you this evening and through the weekend. We'll visit next week. Join me Sunday, 10 to 1 on AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.